Refuting compromise. Does all mean all? Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book on why God allows death and suffering called Walking Through Shadows. Well, you've got me on this one, Ken. What is all this about?
Well, Mark, in Genesis chapter 7, the Bible records, concerning Noah's flood, that all of the high hills were covered with water. Now, Christians who believe in millions of years of earth history have a problem. If the fossil record was laid down millions of years before Adam, Christians can't have a global flood in the days of Noah. You see, such a flood would rip up this fossil record and redeposit it. It would have destroyed their supposed evidence for millions of years. Thus, they say, Noah's flood was a local event. Now, those who believe in a local or regional flood have to say that all the high hills in Genesis chapter 7 doesn't mean all the hills, just some of them. And they say that the word all is used in the Bible in places where it doesn't mean everything. Now, that's true to a point. Any word can have different meanings depending on context, and all sometimes can mean most. But in Genesis chapter 7, it says all the high hills under all of heaven. So this double all makes it clear that the context means Noah's flood was global, not local. All in Genesis chapter 7 means, well, all.
Many more of your questions about Noah's Ark and Noah's flood are answered in a wonderful evangelistic booklet. You can obtain your free copy when you go to answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.